Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwilom, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. Thank you so much for being here for another great Tuesday from 6 to 7. This time we are actually live because last week we had kind of a snowstorm.
Apparently SFU can't handle it. Anytime the first snow of the year, they're like, nope, we're shutting everything down.
Oh,
so we
done.
Were excited for the topic to do it last week, but had to do a rerun.
Oh, yeah. Once DJ Star, she sent me a picture of a four car, not crash, but everyone
there's a pileup.
Piled up. On the mountain, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to school.
I had a stop sign. It was like flat as well. And each car, it was like the human centipede for cars. Like either your bumper got hit or you hit someone else's bumper. That was kind of the situation.
So that was Burnaby Mountain. And that's why we weren't live last week.
Mm-hmm, but unfortunately,
hopefully you enjoyed our pre-record last week. But this week we are doing the topic that we were meant to do last week, which is talking about, you know, or the evolutionary and cultural theories of gender labor. So we'll get into that a little later.
Female hunters,
yeah, is the main topic. I had an opinion before, but I might have just switched it recently, so we'll have to talk about that.
Okay, we'll see.
But we'll get into the music as first as normal. So
yeah, so this song is by Nima Frank. It's called Anzi So Il. Didn't get the recognition it deserved on the last episode. Couldn't play the whole thing. But she's Montreal Haitian and a bit of alternative R&B. Enjoy. Encore une nuit bien arrosée, ma valeur s'écoule goutte à goutte et la taille ici les pots cassés. Une histoire si bien ficelée, ton amour est fin muselé. Je suis là de celle, mon cœur qui s'est noyé. À qui la faute et qui les mots qui glissent et vite se brisent sur ma peau. Nos larmes séchées en crasse l'écho. La tempête a grisé, le silence sonne. Y'a tes cris qui résonnent. La douleur cogne.
Assis, Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m.
6 a 8 p.m. 90.1
CJSF
Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM.
Yucasterio.
Atención.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
The last few songs that you heard, that very last one you heard was called Immense Eminis.
That was the Immense Eminis.
I'm going to let you take over the French songs.
Yeah, because I'm super qualified to do that.
More than me, I think I've screwed up every single French song I've ever listed on here.
Okay, let me give it a try. So that song was Immense Eminis by Dominique Dumont from the album Du Paradis.
Yeah, that's way better.
Thanks. That album's really good. There's a lot of nice tracks on it. And before that was Quarter Note Rock by Cootie Catcher, which is a Toronto-based indie pop, indie electro band. And then classic Catronata with Charlotte Day Wilson with the song What You Need from the album Bubba. So hope you all enjoyed those tracks. Yeah, that was all of them. So I think we're ready to
tackle this topic.
Oof,
we'll see how this goes, because this is massive debate. There is no right answer, of course. I mean, there's answers that I would prefer over others, but it's obviously a question that everyone has been asking forever. So just starting off with, you know, gender itself, like, we're using specifically this from this article or this discovery meta-analysis that was published in 2020. So this was still a couple of years ago, but it adds to the growing evidence of, drumroll, the female hunter. So that is the new discovery, which is, you know, tackles the old narrative that, you know, men were hunters, women were gatherers, and that's just how it is because we're always just biologically are meant to do that. So this article actually explained with using evidence with female burials about how women and men, they lived in a society. Specifically, this was prehistory. So this was the Middle Stone Age in the Mesolithic era, where, as well, this was hunting-gathering before agriculture. So women and men were in a non-gendered society. Each one, they equally hunted. Equally done activities.
That is the claim, at least.
That's the claim. So we're going to kind of discuss that a little more. Discuss that a little more. See how that goes. But this was inspired as well from this article because I've been hearing about it in my human genetics class because it's just so widely debated and my professor's really interested in it too.
Yeah, this is also really interesting for me because I took an evolution and psychology class, and there was a lot of meta theories and theories that we learned about that seemed pretty biased in themselves in the way that they were interpreting certain human behaviors and archaeology that made me question if should this be taken as truth or should we just, you know, take it into account but not necessarily see it as objective. So
exactly.
That's the question, too.
So we're going to try to compile both of our knowledge, see what we can discuss out of this. And I'm going to be primarily using that article, the Female Hunter article, which we'll both draw from. And as well, DJ Star's got some extra points from her brain.
Yep, straight from the dome.
She's got a lot. Actually, I was looking at we have a little shared docs, and I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, I kind of went off on it, but
which is good.
We'll see how much is actually relevant because so it's easy to start going on a tangent this kind of topic.
But yeah, we'll just start off more of the background. So I'll just give you a brief rundown of the article once again. So this was as what I was saying, female burials, which they were studying. And this was studied specifically in a place that I'm going to butcher the name again, Willamaya Pajuxa, in Peru. This was published in Science Advance, a widely known scientific journal. So, and it is a meta-analysis, which is the top hierarchy of research evidence. And what specifically happened in the study, which was that they found modern Homo sapiens, so our species, and the burials of them in the early Holocene epoch. So this was around 11.1 thousand years ago, and this followed the last glacial period. And this was all in prehistory. So we were still humans, but we didn't have that much culture, you know, we weren't in farming yet. And this whole age is called the Middle Stone Age, as well. So what they found in these burials, because they found human skeletons that were buried, they found consistent evidence over many timelines where objects, they have objects buried with them in the burials. And they know that objects that accompany the skeletons in death most likely accompany them in life, which is the theory or hypothesis, which, I mean, seems good, but, you know, there could be issues with that as well.
Yeah, and that's been used to identify male hunters as well, normally. So I think they're using the same criteria in that sense.
Yeah, so that's the criteria they used, is that they found these female burials with these hunting tools buried with them. And that's the evidence of saying that there was a non-gendered hunting society, because the woman and the men in these areas were equally found with these hunting tools.
And the models that estimated how much the average female participation in big game hunting estimated that it would be around 30 to 50%, whereas prior studies and analyses have only really accounted for maybe up to 30% of female participation. So it is a lot more generous of a statistic or an estimation, I guess. And the burials were shown across, it looked like from the map, there is a map within the study, and in Argentina, Peru, the US and Canada, there were certain cases where females were buried with stone tools or with hunting tools. And yeah, they found that despite there's limitations in how they can identify the bodies and the burial types, both female and male hunter burials occurred in statistical pariety, which means equality. They found pretty much equal burial sites, I guess, for both female and male.
So that was a new finding in our age that, you know, went against what a lot of the science evidence and the consensus was before, which is, you know, no, men were just the hunters, women just stayed and gathered and did their own berry picking kind of thing. And that previous consensus created this hypothesis, which has influenced a lot of science and culture, pop culture as well, called the man the hunter hypothesis, which, as in the name, it's what it states, which is that males are hunters and females are gatherers. And this has been used to also build evidence of, you know, stereotypes as well, in pop culture. So like, oh, men are supposed to be masculine and dominant and they're the hunters, and then women are supposed to be caring, you know, take care of the kids, be all nice and stay at home kind of idea.
Yeah, but those are very prominent themes in gender roles for sure. But if we look at even some of our biology for women, we are, and these have been also more recent findings, that women are more biologically suited for endurance activities. And I think in the article it was mentioning that although men do often better in marathons, women do better in like super long marathons. So that's
go women,
because there's less muscle breakdown. It's all related to the hormone estrogen that allows us to be better at endurance activities, which can be very directly connected to the hypothesis because, or connected to the high, like the anti-hypothesis, I guess, of man the hunter, that women can be hunters because early humans pursued prey over long, long distances. And obviously women would have been well suited for that role. And why would there be a reason to keep them gathering if they can contribute to their community? And also a lot of recent research has called attention to alloparenting, which is, you know, just giving your kid to someone else in the group. And mm-hmm. that's a good way of raising children. It takes a village, all of that.
Like a grandparent as well.
Yeah, a grandparent, a relative, a friend, like anything. And yeah, there's like different aspects of hunting that could have been flexible in allowing women to also hunt.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the introduction. The problem is, which we'll get to after the break, is after this period, the Mesolithic period of the Neolithic period and the history part after prehistory of when agriculture begins. So that's a whole different, not a whole different story, but we've got to build on this. So this is our little foundation to get you started.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll take a break now. I think we'll go back to the music and then talk in a moment. So the next song you'll be hearing will be called, oh, it's another French song.
You got this.
You are killing me with these French songs.
I think this is your song.
No, is it? Oh, actually, this might be my song. Anyway, this
maybe
is
not.
Etoile by Etienne Copier.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Hope you enjoy.
Etoile, à la façon que tu as d'être belle. Façon que tu as d'être à moi, à tes mots tendres, un peu artificiels, quelquefois. À toi, à la petite fille que tu étais, à celle que tu es encore souvent, à ton passé, à tes secrets, à tes anciens princes charmants, à la vie, à l'amour. L'éternel retour de la chance, à l'enfant qui viendra, qui nous ressemblera, qui sera.